Hello, we're studying the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 20. You can ask questions and select those questions will be asked during the lesson. Bala Sulam, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 20.
Okay, so you will read this, and when there's an opportunity to stop and add something, we will stop, add, scrutinize, speak.
Item 20. The five qualities of reception in Prinat Dalet are called by the names of the Sfirot Kachabtum, since prior to the Tzimtzum, while Prinat Dalet was still the vessel of reception for the 10 Sfirot included in the upper light by way of He is One and His Name One, since all the worlds are included there, as it is written in the study of the 10 Sfirot, part 1, its clothing of the 10 Sfirot in that place followed those five Bechinot. Each Bechina of the five Bechinot in her clothed its corresponding Bechina in the 10 Sfirot in the upper light. Bechinat Shoresh in Bechinat Daled clothed the light of Keter in the 10 Sfirot. Bechina Aleph in Bechinat Daled clothed the light of Chochmah in the 10 Sfirot. Bechina Bet in her clothed the light of Binah. Bechina Gimel in her clothed the light of Tiferet. And her own Bechina clothed the light of Malchut.
Hence,
even now, after the first restriction, when Prinat Dalet has been banned from being a vessel of reception, the five discernments of Aviyut in her are named after the five Sfirot Kachabtum.
Shuv Otkaf.
Again.
Item 20. The five qualities of reception in Prinat Dalet are called by the names of the Sfirot Kachabtum, since prior to the Tzimtzum, while Prinat Dalet was still the vessel of reception for the 10 Sfirot included in the upper light by way of He is One and His Name One, since all the worlds are included there, as it is written, the study of the 10 Sfirot, part 1, its clothing of the 10 Sfirot in that place followed those five Bechinot. Each Bechina of the five Bechinot in her clothed its corresponding Bechina in the 10 Sfirot in the upper light. Bechinat Shoresh in Bechinat Dalet clothed the light of Keter in the 10 Sfirot. Bechina Aleph in Bechinat Dalet clothed the light of Chochmah in the 10 Sfirot. Bechina Bet in her clothed the light of Binah. Bechina Gimel in her clothed the light of Tiferet, and her own Bechina clothed the light of Malchut. Hence, even now, after the first restriction, when Bechina Dalet has been banned from being a vessel of reception, the five discernments of Aviyut in her are named after the five Sfirot Kachab Tum.
Meaning that Prinat Dalet becomes the vessel of reception upon all that is before her. As she receives and feels that which is called the Sfira of Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel, if she does not receive, she wouldn't feel or sense it. More than that, the creatures wouldn't discover that there are such things before their feeling, but rather, how do we know that there is Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel? Because there is Prinat Dalet, which is our will to receive. it enters our will to receive, and then we can discover that there's something before us as the source, and also as the source, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel. We depict it according to how much we feel in Prinat Dalet. We don't know what he is, but rather we call all those Prinat only according to how the Prinat Dalet feels and expresses. Therefore, what we have in Prinat Dalet is the attainment of our roots in accordance with Prinat Dalet herself, the way she's built and feels everything according to what Prinat Dalet feels. Therefore, we say that there is no creature, but rather the Prinat Dalet in him, the Malchut in him. That Prinat actually places a person and gives him a concept in feeling and mind where he is, who he is, and where he is at. Therefore, when we say that there's the three Prinot that precede Shoresh Bet Gimel, but this Prinat Dalet feels the previous Prinot that are seemingly existent before her, because she doesn't know what's before her. She knows what enters her and accordingly does the calculations and understands what's going on there. Therefore, there's no creator without creature. We talk about the creator only from within the creature. That's what it's called, Bo Ure, come and see. As we can come and see him, we can say a thing to him. Also, when we do talk about him, it's only out of our attainment according to our qualities. So, after the previous three prinot are done, we don't talk about Shoresh, but rather Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Prinat Dalet then is revealed, and then we can, from Prinat Dalet, talk about the three previous prinot, and even about Prinat Shoresh, or the tip of the Yud, is not attained, but the source that is concealed, and there's no concept in Prinat Dalet, and that's why there's a place to talk about it. Questions?
Avi. So it follows that everything that Prinat Dalet got from Ein Sof, it won't get. That's all that it will get, and its impression is only the ten sefirot.
Altogether, what Prinat Dalet received in Ein Sof, all her actions after that, are only to attain the emanator in her state in Ein Sof. Yes. That's her concern. How to attain the emanator. First, out of her will to receive, then from her will to bestow, then in the desire to receive in order to bestow. It's all advancing in such a way. Its goal is to attain the emanator. Or to attain him first in feeling and knowledge and equivalence of form later, and so on. Meaning everything is after the attainment of the emanator. Please.
Hello, Rav. The thought of creation already existed in the Dalet Prinot of Or Yashar. The actions of the Malchut that was against the thought of creation, where the created being restricted himself.
I don't hear. No, again, I don't hear here.
Can you hear me now, Rav? I'm talking into the mic. Can you hear me now?
I hear, I don't hear, no. In my ear, but I can't hear him. Through the phone, yes. Through the earbud, no. No, I don't hear.
Okay.
You speak. I don't hear you.
Okay, can't hear?
No, it's not the
microphone. Microphone. Do you hear me now?
No, I don't hear. No, Shlomi, I can't hear you.
Rav, do you hear me? Do you hear the reader?
No, it's not the microphone.
Also, the reader, you can't hear. The reader is reading.
טוב, אז אנחנו בינתיים נחזור על עוד כף.
Okay, we'll repeat item 20 for now. We're going to read item 20.
What you're speaking now, I can hear. Try your mic again. No.
Rav, shoma?
Rav, do you hear me?
אולי שלומי ישאל ואני אחזור על השאלה. אם אתה שומע את הקריין, רב, אז אני יכול
לחזור. Maybe Shlomi will ask, and I'll repeat the question. If you hear the reader, I can repeat his question.
אותי שומעים, רב?
כן.
Do you hear me, רב?
שלומי ישאל ואני אחזור על השאלה.
Okay, Shlomi will ask, and I'll repeat his question. Shlomi, go ahead. Four phases of direct light, meaning the Malchut already, the thought of creation was implemented, the thought was to fill Bchina Dalet, and it was actualized. So the action of Malchut, the restriction, is going against the thought of creation?
Let's say the action of Malchut is against the thought of creation. The Creator fulfilled creation with goodness, and the created being does not want to feel that goodness because he sees the goodness by going to attain the Creator and equalize with him. And that he puts in front of him as the most sublime thing there is. And the benefit that he received, which fulfills all of his vessels, he doesn't consider that as something that he wants to hold on to, that he's able to give up on, meaning the feeling and the importance of equivalence of form with the Creator, of attaining the Creator, to feel Him and not to feel the fulfillment from Him, that is greater than the fulfillment itself. And that is why He does it. And of course it works instinctively. Only afterwards, from the shattering, from detachment, when the created being goes to attain the Creator, then you will truly have an effort there. But in the meantime, it's simply actions that need to take place.
Meaning the restriction, it's not just one force, it's two forces. After the restriction of the creature, he establishes himself using two forces with respect to the thought of creation. That's how I understand.
Right, but everything still comes from the Creator. There isn't yet a created being here. It all happens naturally, instinctively. There isn't yet a reality that Malchut can choose where to take from, how to behave. There isn't any such thing. She's still under the control of the Upper One. There isn't any additional strength. There isn't yet the evil inclination, the good inclination, a place between them. A problem, a question, a place for exertion, for... There is no such thing. If it's positive or negative, doesn't matter how we want to call it. If it's dominant, it's dominant.
And the restriction is also the control of the upper force.
Yes, of course, of course. Until the shattering of Adam HaRishon, it all happens instinctively, meaning it happens necessarily from nature through these different forces. Even if there are 1,000 forces there, it doesn't matter. If the forces are acting and there isn't any created being that's standing independently, then it's just simply nature. It would be like looking at a billion ants. So what, they have freedom of choice or what? And each one is activated. Although there are still a billion little living beings there.
Thank you. Jerusalem.
לא שומעים, תחזור בבקשה.
מדוע כל פעולה רוחנית מחויבת להתחיל מצמצום?
How come every spiritual action must start with restriction?
If it speaks of us, then that's one thing. If it's talking about spirituality, that's something else. Every spiritual action needs to start from restriction, because by restriction, this special action, we detach ourselves from in order to receive, and we raise ourselves above our will to receive. In spirituality, everything starts from this point of Tzimtzum, because we go back to Malchut of Ein Sof seemingly to do from it another action, to do an action again, which is free, which is above our will to receive.
Internet, Vakasha.
Internet, please. From Moscow, they ask, what is the difference between Prina Dalet and Malchut?
There are many discernments, and I, as usual, only answer partially, as I did for the previous question. That is why every action needs to start from Tzimtzum. I answered what's relevant for us, but in truth, the answer can be very, very wide. So what's the difference between the fourth phase and Malchut? Fourth phase is a phase, it's a prina. It's a discernment, it's a special discernment in comparison to the previous prinot, to the previous phases, or the ones that will come following it as well. However, the Malchut is already a will to receive that wants to, has already self-control. It feels it's alive. It has a place. It has a personality. It has independence. And it wants to determine its state. So, Prinat Daled are Prinot that exist in the system. But Malchut we speak about is Malchut. It's like king, it's a kingdom. It places itself in an individual act in itself.
There's no creature, so I don't know if we can say there's no one besides him. So, in the attitude of Bchinat Dalet to that thought, and then this, the end of that, also shame. Here in our work, we speak of there's no one besides him. What is Bchinat Dalet speaking of?
We read about this in Pticha, in the preface, that the fourth phase is the last one after it's included from all the different types, that it reaches a state that it exists, that it receives from the Creator, which is entirely giving, and these two qualities meet in her, reception and bestowal. And these two qualities, they are completely contradictory, they're completely in collision, and she can't do anything about it, but only she can decide to stop receiving. Meaning, the Bchinat Dalet, the fourth phase, brings her to shame that she's not able to be a receiver. And therefore, she must have do Tzimtzum on reception. And by that, it separates it from the previous three Bchinot. And that's a necessary decision. She has no choice about it. She's not great in doing so, or small, or special, or unique, or in adhesion with the Creator. There's nothing like that here. Because there isn't the opposite state here from Advikut. There isn't, you know, you could say the opposite of receiving, of being in adhesion, is not being in adhesion, etc. But all this doesn't exist here. It happens through forces of nature that work that way.
This is the feeling, but
what are you talking about? There is no person that feels it. There isn't. It's the forces of nature that are acting that way. When you place one chemical substance into another and they start mixing, you could say that one is base and one is how they mix, etc. One is stronger, one is weaker, etc. You can cling to that, you can stick to that, all of your feelings, but it's just what happens in matter, it's just laws.
We try to see what are the primordial upper roots for the primordial matter. Is, let's say, we make a restriction. We should feel joy because it's a relationship to the Creator, recognition of Him. What besides the recognition that there is a thought that activates this pleasure? Is there something else that is happening in Bchinat Dalet other than feeling of the shame that it cannot be a bestower but only a receiver?
Also, knowing this shame, recognizing it, this shame isn't the same as what we're used to, that we relate to it some kind of sensation. A sensation is a phenomenon, it's a result of contradicting states that were not yet born, that were not yet created in the state of Malchut Ein Sof. Of course, we relate to the different, you know, ourselves, our sensation, but not that it happens that way. You need to understand that these are forces of nature. That a billion years ago, there were different occurrences here on the planet, and animals ate each other, and volcanoes erupted, and all these kinds of things, etc. You can relate to that anything you want, but these are the forces of nature working that way. Also, when you see a person on the street, you also need to understand that he has the forces of nature, and that's why they're activated that way. It's like when you treat an animal that's activated through forces of nature. So here it's with a human being. And you can check yourself to what extent you are acting as an animal and to what extent you can act as a human being. Because the created being means that he has self-control. Meaning that he has two points. One that is opposite of the Creator, and one that is in adhesion to the Creator. Go on.
There are no questions, Rav. We can continue to the next item. Item 21. You already know that in general, the substance of the masach, the screen, is called kashiut, hardness, which means something very hard, which does not allow anything to push into its boundary. Similarly, the Masach does not let any upper light through it into Malchut, which is Bchina Dalet. Thus, it is considered that the Masach halts and repels the entire measure of light that should clothe the Kli of Malchut. It has also been made clear that those five Bchinot of Aviyut in Bchina Dalet are included and come in the Masach and join in its measure of Kashiut, hardness. Hence, five kinds of Zivug Dehaka'ah, coupling and striking, are discerned in the Masach, corresponding to the five measures of Aviyut, coarseness, in it. A Zivug Dehaka'ah and a complete Masach with all the levels of Aviyut raises sufficient Or Chozer, reflected light, to clothe all ten sefirot up to the level of Keter. And a Zivug Dehaka'ah on Masach that lacks the Aviyut of Bchina Dalet, it contains only Aviyut of Bchina Gimel, raises sufficient reflected light to clothe the ten sefirot only up to the level of Chochmah, lacking Keter. And if it has only the Aviyut of Bchina Bet, its Or Chozer, reflected light, diminishes and suffices only to clothe the ten sefirot up to the level of Bina, lacking Keter and Chochmah. And if it contains only Aviyut of Bchina Aleph, its Or Chozer diminishes even more and suffices only to clothe up to the level of Tiferet, lacking Kachab. And if it lacks Aviyut of Bchina Aleph too, and is left with only Aviyut of Bchina Shoresh, its striking is very faint and it suffices to clothe only up to the level of Malchut, lacking the first nine Sefirot, which are Kachab and Tiferet.
Here it speaks of attainment from on behalf of Malchut, on behalf of the will to receive, of the qualities of a bestowal. That to the extent that it does tzimtzum on her will to receive and wants to resemble the previous prinot in her, to be in the same form in order to receive, in the same intensity in order to bestow, accordingly it grows to the degrees of Gimel, Bet, Aleph, 3, 2, 1, and the Shoresh, the root, and according to the force of the screen, meaning it all depends on the balance of the forces in her. To the extent Malchut gets the will to receive, to the extent she has the force to restrict, to do the Tzimtzum on the will to receive, the importance of the force of bestowal, and all these things that act in her together, they bring the Malchut to a state that she is using her Aviyut specifically, meaning a will to receive, and the pleasure that she receives in in the collision with the pleasure that she needs to attain in order to get bestowal. And this can be done in a very interesting way. Meaning the fourth phase that feels that it wants to receive pleasure, and alongside with that, that when she feels the emanator as the bestower, from these two discernments, she can build a new approach, a new attitude. Not that she minds, she cares about the receiving the pleasure, but she cares about identifying with the bestower. And then she uses all of these things not to enjoy receiving from the bestower, but to enjoy giving to the bestower, resembling him, resembling the one that bestows. And that's what she does. Therefore, these actions too, we need to understand that in Malchut of Ensof, and in all of these parts of him, of the descent of the world, from Adam Kadmon until Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, until this world, all of these steps are determined according to the balance of forces of reception and bestowal, and the will to receive it fits into place according to how it determines its desire, its balance, in order to equalize itself to the Creator as much as possible. And then he builds these degrees from top down to the extent that he wants to resemble the Creator, and he goes through shatterings and descents, and that is the ladder of degrees. That this is actually the same ladder that we use, the souls that were created after the sin of the tree of knowledge, of additional actions, that these souls have the opportunity to rise in the same degrees until complete adhesion to the Creator. But here I'd like to emphasize, there is no created being, there is no freedom of choice, that one wants or doesn't want. Just like in technology that we see, in the forces of the still vegetative and animate, that just equalizing these forces that determines the results, the outcome. So, questions.
Oi.
I want to ask exactly about this point, where the beginning of the creature begins from the shattering of Adam HaRishon.
Can I hear you well?
I'll ask again slower. Is it fine?
אני שואל לגבי מה שאמרת הרגע, שאין כאן נברא, אלא זה רק...
I'm asking about what you said just now, that there is no creature, that it starts from the shattering of the soul of Adam HaRishon. So, Malchut of Ensof, all the actions that it does, there's nothing that comes from her?
No, how could it? What does it mean comes from it, from him? From where? It's what? It's like... If I am not the owner of the, if I don't have free choice, if I don't have tzimtzum masach, I'm returning light from on my behalf, that I'm detached from the Creator, I'm not under His control, at least not evidently, but I'm detached from Him, so there's nothing to talk about the created being. How can you?
Yeah, but the action of restriction in Malchut, of the screen on Malchut, all those things, they're not coming from her? It's not coming from Malchut? Nothing is coming from Malchut?
Yeah, but as a result, like when you put a few forces into a system and the system responds, and you know that that's how it needs to respond.
So it's all reactions to what's happening to her?
That's it.
A shame also?
You have no condition for a choice. Because in free choice, the created being needs to be detached from the Creator, emotionally and intellectually. detached. That's why all of our development, as from the lowest possible point, is that we're constantly rising to a certain height. I rose, say, to degree number 20, and I fall from minus 21, and then I rise to plus 21, and then I fall to the degree minus 22, and then I rise to degree plus 22. I have to be detached from the Creator, otherwise it's not considered that I make a decision, that I decide that I exist. I don't exist. It can be Him and me.
So, even when there's a reaction of shame in the Malchut, it's also an instinctive action?
Yes, of course.
Nothing comes from Malchut?
No.
So, where does this need to bestow come from? Is that also an instinctive reaction?
Until we are in a group and we invite the will to the light that reforms in our exertion against our desire, and all these actions that are resisting, that are against our desire, they give us this term called independence.
How does the quality of bestowal come?
The quality of bestowal comes to us through the upper light that we demand. It can't be. What? It will come in
from force? Us, it's clear, but when Malchut wants to bestow...
What Malchut?
Of Ensof. When she has that need to bestow to the host.
No, it's as if she wants to bestow.
Is that also instinctive, as if she wants to bestow?
Of course, that's instinctive. There is nothing else there.
So, what lies behind the fact that in order for a reaction to start, you have to be totally disconnected? What's the purpose in that?
To be a person, to be independent, to be a created being. And all of the... when the world, in all the states of the world coming down, then there isn't yet a place for a person, and he needs to be created. That's what it says about the Bchina Dalet.
So, on what are you returning to adhesion if you're completely disconnected in order to be independent?
When you return to adhesion, that's considered that you build from yourself a creator.
And it's only something you can do from the disconnection, absolute one.
Of course, otherwise you're not a created being.
So what's really happening in this process from above down? You come to recognition of what? In this cascading.
There are the degrees of nature there, upon which a person can later on develop. Okay, I think by that we need to conclude. I just want to say a few things that I hope you understand, that we are in a very, very important step in our development, and we need to continue our actions to connect the nation, listen to the instructions of the person responsible for this, Gilad Shadmon. So all these actions that are happening now, listen to him, he's responsible. And our actions of the unity of the nation. This is one thing, and why am I saying this? Because now, according to what we agreed with the groups abroad, we must make visits to them. So that's why we're now going to Europe, to Berlin, to Prague, to Nuremberg, to more places. You need to work with the groups there in order to start from now and onwards, start pulling Russians to the Moldova Congress and not rations as well, to the Congress we'll have later on in Bulgaria. That's why I can't allow myself to go back to Israel, but to be here, not in the West, but to be in Europe for another week, as long as it will take. We'll see afterwards. And to come back before Moldova to Israel, or not to come back, we'll see according to the volume of work that needs to be done there. But I must do this according to what we spoke to them and discussed. Anything else to add, Moshe? Okay, so we'll be in contact. I don't think that tomorrow we will be able to be broadcasted. I don't know. We'll find out according to our flights. But we have work to do. Meanwhile, we're attaining Nalat besides him, so goodbye to everyone. And let us have blessing in our path. Only to cling to there is none else besides him, in spite of everything that happens, and mainly to determine that there is none else besides him, and to do that through connecting the nation. L'chaim.
נעבור לחלק הבא של השיעור ונשיר ביחד שיר.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song.
אם אתה מקשיב את הפאזל כבר מרכיב והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בך זורמים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית